Lucian Freud, Portrait of Kitty, 1948 to 1949, Oil on Board. There are two painted portraits in our collections of Kitty Garman, who was the second child and eldest daughter of Kathleen Garman and Jacob Epstein. One shows her as a young woman and the other depicts her in old age. Portrait of Kitty is by her first husband, the renowned artist Lucian Freud. She was introduced to him in 1947 by her maternal aunt, Lorna Wishart, with whom Freud had previously had an affair. The portrait is painted in oils using a fine sable brush. It is painted on board and is slightly larger than an A4 piece of paper. It was made shortly after the couple were married. The artist's signature and the dates 1948 to 1949 are in the top right corner of the painting, almost hidden from view by the ornate gold frame. Here, Kitty is in her mid-twenties with large, wide eyes and porcelain skin, giving her an air of vulnerability and innocence. She's depicted in profile, looking to the right, seemingly absorbed with something outside of the picture plane. The top of her head is positioned halfway down from the top of the painting, and her neck and shoulders fill the lower section of the picture. Part of the collar of her grey blouse is just visible, and her shoulder disappears off the bottom left corner of the painting. Kitty is silhouetted in front of closed pale green wooden shutters, suggestive of a European hotel room, which adds to the claustrophobic nature of the composition. Occupying a third of the background on the left, there are strong horizontal lines representing the louver part of the shutters. The rest of the background is taken up by the vertical frame of the two shutters. A bold vertical line where the two shutters meet runs behind Kitty in direct alignment with her eyes, mouth and chin. The sharp angles of the shutters contrast with the gentle curves of her face and neck. She's bathed in a soft light, giving her an ethereal quality, which is enhanced by her wispy halo of dark brown hair, bobbed at the base of her neck. Beneath her fringe, her forehead is short, and as a result, her eyes appear rather high up in her head, giving her face an unusual sense of proportion. She has a rounded nose, strong chin, and full lips. It is a very close-up view of her, as though she's being scrutinised by the artist, something Freud was renowned for. Kitty was known to have sat regularly for prolonged, physically demanding sittings for her husband. This is something she would have been used to, however, as the daughter of Epstein, for whom she also sat for portraits. Freud is almost ruthless in his unsentimental depiction of her. Even the two moles on her right cheek are shown, and both her physical and psychological discomfort is evident. Apart from Kitty's skin, the colours are muted and cool, blues and greens, chill like the interior of the room, shuttered against the sunlight which creeps through the downturned shutters. Freud's smooth, delicate brushwork captures the intricate textural details perfectly, from the escaping strands of wavy hair and eyelashes framing her feline eyes, to the peeling paintwork of the shutters in the background. Whether this is symbolic of their relationship at this time or not, after a short marriage, the couple divorced in 1953 as a result of Freud's infidelity with Lady Caroline Blackwood, having had two daughters, Annie and Annabelle. Lucian Freud went on to become one of the most celebrated figurative artists of his generation.